when he is not guilty. Why do chains and shackles are around my feet if I am innocent? Remember that years ago, that watching us from above.
No, sir. Rhythm cast for sweet Rasta. Lord, now what is this? Lord, now what is this? A Webster call it. Afro. Hey, you know, never heard that before. Hey, here we go. Lord, now what is? Lord, now what is? Lord, now what is? Lord, now what is? And them now go play with that tune, you know. You know, play through, no, I them, I like a 1 minute. Got the people that want to dance to it. You know, I dance to the poetry. Hey, hey. Lord, now what is? Lord, now what is? Lord, now what is?
Must change, they say. Voice of the wind is fading away. Now time and only time will tell if there's an heaven or even an hell. I watch the sea rushing into shore, trying to take the footprints to the ocean floor. The tides came in, but the prints were blown away by the wind.
Who's gonna take the blame?
Now I hear the wind howling again. Who's gonna take the blame? Who's gonna take the blame? Who's gonna end the game?
Jamaica celebrates its 60th year of independence this year. Here are some Jamaican facts. Jamaica is home to over 200 species of exotic orchid, 73 of which are indigenous. The healing waters of Jamaica are made up of several mineral baths and hot springs that are thought to have therapeutic properties. Jamaica was the first commercial producer of bananas in the Western world. In 1845, 20 years after the first railway was built in Great Britain, Jamaica was the first Western country outside of Europe and North America to construct a railway line. Milk River Bath is known to be the most radioactive mineral spa in the world. Jamaica has more multiple live births, wherein the mother delivers two or more offspring, than any other country in the world. While it may largely be spoken, Jamaican Creole or Patois is not a written language. The long range forecast today, Wednesday, the 6th of April, a mix of sun and clouds, 12 degrees. On Thursday, rain, 6 degrees. Friday, light rain, 7 degrees. On Saturday, mainly cloudy, 9 degrees. On Sunday, cloudy with showers, 8 degrees. Monday, mainly sunny, 14 degrees. Tuesday, snow, rain showers, 16 degrees. A special thank you to all of you who have donated to the Full Circle Show for this year's funding drive. I'd like to say thank you very much. And to whichever other show that you have donated to the station, this will enable us to function for another year. After 35 years, the goal this year was $35,000. Once again, thanks to one and all. If you haven't donated or honored your pledges yet, it's never too late. You can go to the website at www.ckut.ca, donate. ckut.ca, donate. Or you can send your contributions to 3647 University Street, Montreal, H3A2B3. At 3647 University Street, Montreal, Quebec. Sympathies goes out to family and friends and reggae lovers of the legendary group, the Mighty Diamonds. Both Tabby Diamond and Bonnie Diamond recently passed, and their music will live on. The musical selection this morning includes Yabono, Japanese Warrior I and I, Carol Brown, Trevor Reed, Muta Baruka, Lillian Allen, Peter Tosh, Prophecy Isis, Vern Maytone, and RZ Jackson.
Sitting in the morning sun, watching all them birds passing by. Oh, how sweet they sing. Oh, how much I wish that I could fly. And you know I try. I said I try. And I smiled so and I had to start all over. Every time I start all over, sitting in the midday sun, watching where my meal is coming from. After working so hard, not even piece of bread. You can imagine how I tried. I tried this, and I did try. But I got to pick myself up and dust myself off. And I had to start all over. Every time I start all over. Thank you.
try, but I got to pick myself up and dust myself off. And I had to start all over. Every time I start all over, pick myself off the ground, turn myself around and start all over. Every time I start all over.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight. We'll be right back. Crowd of people, it is with a heavy heart this morning that I would have to dedicate this show this morning to the legendary Tabby and the legendary Bunny Diamond from the great group, the Mighty Diamonds, as well as Glamour Wayne from Montreal. Rest in peace.
Corporation of all tongue colored people. advise the decision of my eyes that shall free everyone, liberate from everywhere. So by so doing, now everyone does cooperate with the love that I hide to survive. Knowing that this world war exploding, and the ways of the wonder it solves the problem, the eyes of my cause is in full. So it is silent.
Don't stop. Write them up on thine head. Write them up on the tables of thine heart. Oh, that it may go well with thee and everyone. Oh, that I love that.
Yes, so blessings, my people, blessings to each and everyone. So checking, come give you guys a sad update. Don't know the measurement, no long talking, debating. Yes, but first, just like the video, please, and thank you very much. I would really appreciate it. Yes, peeps, so 5 shot 2 dead in Mackinley Crescent, St. Andrew. Yes, Jesse B. And Tuesday night, 9:45 p.m. by gunmen. Right, among the dead is reggae legend Tabby Diamonds, right, my people, and his real name is Donald Orlando Shaw, right, my people, and he's 67 of age. But peeps, this look serious to Jamaica, right, my people. So this man is also a member of the reggae group big Mighty Diamonds, right, my people. Jesse B, from your youth I grow me about Mighty Diamonds and thing, and if you really know, say if you come really a bill of news of one of its member, you know, Jesse B, and the news that I'm making is not a good news, you know. And by looking at the picture, you guys can really see that it's a big man, you know, the man beard white for sure. You say right now, you hear me, Jesse B, him done with foolishness, right? So the report saying that, you know, peeps, the reggae legend was among a group seated along the roadway in the community when they came under gun attack. Right, my people? Jesse B. So RIP goes out to Tabby Diamond, right? And condolences goes out to his family, friends, and loved ones. Also, the other victim, right? RIP as well. And condolences to his family, friends, and loved ones. Right, my people? But Jesse B, Jamaica, done. You know? Really and truly. Because if you this tell me, say, Tabby Diamonds with a dead boy gunshot, me, I tell you, say, I lie that. Them man, they go live to them all. And, you know, natural sickness. You see it? Or natural cause, more should say. But peeps, young youth, them are move mean. And Jesse B, it's serious. But peeps, just you comment in the section below. And just like the video. Peace, and we out.
And them for no side, Jaimeds, representing for Just Blex.
Just Blex, tell them some prayer works. When the heathens are trying for you, once you die, you hurt. The most I alert if I'm them alone, them alone.
Yeah, man, Just Blex, you don't know your success getting them upset, you know what I mean?
People, welcome back to Politics Watch. This is LP. Now, recently you might have heard that the iconic reggae singer from the iconic band Mighty Diamonds, right, a man with them called Tabby Diamond, is now dead. This man was in his late 60s, right, and he lost his life in a drive-by shooting. So you're probably wondering to yourself, what would a man up in that age, right, or do or get caught up in a drive-by? Because you normally associate, you know, them type of things, yeah, with younger people, young men. We're going to talk about it. Tabby Diamond's real name is Donald Shaw. He was in the band with Fitzroy Bonnie Simpson and Lloyd George Ferguson. If you don't know Mighty Diamond's, because some of you might young, they're probably most famous for the song name, Right Time. Right, ironically, it have a line where say, when the right time come, right, they might be charged for murder. They're also famous for songs like Pass the Coachy on the left. So we are talking about an iconic band, sir. We don't want to research. But we could talk about the murder. We could talk about Jamaica's acidic culture. You see, even though it wasn't an accident, then did one kill Tabby Diamond, the motives is spooky. You see, in Jamaican culture, by now, you know how it go. According to Badman Law, if you can't catch Kwaku, you catch him shot. You see, Tabby Diamond have a son as an 87. The youth name is Jamarly Shaw. He's actually currently behind bars right now. Now, this youth, Jamarly Shaw, right, some people call him Marley, some people call him Marley Ross, right, he's known, right, to be very active in South St. Andrew. Right. All over the place, really, but really South St. Andrew, him the most same damage. At one point, him that caused beer problem, even at communities like Akiwak and in place there. Now, even though Tabby Diamond's son has been behind bars for quite some time, you know it got ready, even though man that jail, them can still contact people, them still have beef, them still have dispute, or whatever. So, because they can't get to Marley, which is the son, the man in this side say, they have a target, the father. Welcome to Jamrock, Irie man. So this man, who reggae icon, just last year, them win another prestigious award, right, that's the Mighty Diamonds group. That don't mean nothing in the world of badness. That don't mean nothing to your favorite 87. Them still target the man, right, after the smoke clear. There are about 5 people who pick up rounds. Or somebody else lose them life. Right? So it wasn't just Tabby Diamond, you have to remember that. Right? There were 2 individuals who lose them life. The other person name is Owen Beckford. Right? So two dead, right? And three were injured. We're telling about 87 and their mass shootings already. So you have a son who's at 87. A son who, him enemies, they won't get to him. Can't get to him. Frustrated. See an easy target, which is the father. A man who in his late 60s probably couldn't even win a fist fight against these younger men, much less a gunfight. Right. You would think, right, whatever little scrap of humanity them have, would I say, you know what? We now have nothing against the man. The man not doing nothing. He not fighting shut off away. Right. He not going in the community, go shoot at nobody. Right. He not stay behind bars and send this from to the man. So we could just leave it alone. Not your favorite 87. Not your favorite acidic culture. Because let's not act surprised. We know say acidic culture work. We know say your man brag all the time. If you can't catch him, then what will happen to your mother and your father and your people them? We hear this all the time, but only celebrate it, only laugh, because some things are joking. When you claim say are just words or just entertainment, right? I take it too serious. Until you see how ugly it is in real life. So now, the entertainment industry, right, even people abroad, right, I said they can't believe something like this happened to Tabby Diamond. Well, guess what? You better believe. And Tabby Diamond is not the first, and he's not the last. Obviously, he's a famous entertainer. But understand that this happened all over Jamaica. People are getting killed for the actions of their sons, their daughters, right? And in many instances, unfortunately, a two-day story. Don't think the 87s operate on logic. So the family is distraught, community is distraught, right? But here's the thing. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but they come out of the papers, right? There was a double shooting, right, on Olympic Way, not far from where Tabby Diamond lose him life. You see, one of the man them, right, will get shot up in that incident, sitting in a restaurant. He was implicated in the shooting of Tabby Diamonds, right? Which then called Poochie. Now, you know, street justice work already, right? It's not like the legal system where you go in on a station, go sit down, and then you can call a lawyer, and then if police not a case, they might let you go, and I start working a bad man world. The man then blame Poochie, and less than 48 hours after, him dead. He said, pick up, right, a number of rounds. Some of them all catch him in the head. It seems like instant retaliation. So, in case you're wondering, that looks spooky. Tabby Diamond lose him life on McKinley Crescent, right, and down the road, Olympic Way, right. Two youth dead right after. Well, two people get shot right after. For me, understand the second person survive. Yes, that was a retaliation for Tabby Diamond. Remember, his son is at 87. That means same son have links, him son a virgin who would have known Tabby Diamond. And once he said that happened to Tabby Diamond, them are going to take it upon themselves to retaliate. I don't even think the son would have needed to give the orders. Just based on the facts, right? People link with the son, people know Tabby Diamond, people here say, oh, Poochie involved, man are going to take it up and retaliate instantly. So just like that, the community is tense because there are no losses on both sides. Right. The people who link with Poochie now got to take that so. Right. And even though Poochie gone, it might not done so because the man they might want more. You know, you got already. Sometimes when people, especially very influential people with them life, they hear say, man want 5 for dead buck, 10 for dead buck. So that whole community, that whole area, is spooky right now. Welcome to Jamrock. Do not think for a second, right, that even though you are a critically acclaimed entertainer, even though you're an icon in the music, right, you've been around for decades, everybody respect you, right, don't think so that mean anything to criminals. When me telling you say, this culture, this badness culture, this if you can't catch walk, you catch him short culture. Right. this is my day for dead back culture. When I tell them to say ugly, understand what I'm talking about. Tabby Diamonds is a reggae icon. But don't wait until it's a Tabby Diamonds if you condemn this culture. Don't wait until it's a singer if you condemn this culture. Don't wait until it's somebody who make a lipa song with your love if you condemn this culture. Too many Jamaicans flip-flop between the acidity. When it entertain them and sweet them, they love it. But when it happen to somebody who them care about, all of a sudden them condemn it for 2 days. They condemn it Monday and Tuesday, and then back to the acidity Wednesday. Very unfortunate story. I'm sure the security forces are going to try and police the area, but it couldn't stop the retaliation. Remember, right after Tabby Diamond does him life, the security forces were operating in the area. Them actually hear when they shot them go off. Right, when the man them kill Pooch. Right. That's why them could have get to the scene very quickly and rush him to hospital. People are actually saying that the reason why them catch Poochie without him gun is because the police them close by. So that shows that even time police them the inner the era, the man them just wait till they make one turn per one lane and just do what they do and get there fast. By the time the police them circle back around, the man them gone. The man them know all of the corner them, all of the little alley.